Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Hey, welcome to another edition of The Director's Cut. Yeah, my name is Alan T, here with you for the next hour. And our feature this week is another great contrast. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A stunning commercial success, the Oh Brother soundtrack launched a new folk renaissance, in part because its deep roots offered a soothing sense of national connection in the dawning era of post-9/11 anxiety. From the Coen Brothers, this is an introduction that tells you all about it, leading into effects and sounds from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You ruined my life!
I do apologize about that, Pete.
On the surface, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Appears to be a Three Stooges-like movie of pure nonsense. But if you look just a little deeper, you will realize that beneath its faded yellow patina is a movie about power and light. The title of the film is taken from the Preston Sturges 1941 film Sullivan's Travels, about a movie director who wants to film a movie based on a fictitious book called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I want to make Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But I'll tell you what I'm going to do first.
In the end, spoiler alert, after going on a journey of self-discovery, the director decides not to make the movie after all.
In Sullivan's Travels, it's the movie that Joel McRae wants to make. So this is, you know, we went ahead and made it for him.
The fictitious book title, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Is most likely a reference to old gospel hymns with names such as Oh Brother Jesus, Where Have We Left You? The story takes place in Depression-era Mississippi, right before this portion of the country is hooked up to hydroelectricity. It is still a time of strong superstitions and belief in the supernatural.
I'm not sure that's Pete.
Of course it's Pete. Look at him.
One of the things pushing our characters is the knowledge that a dam is being built, which will flood the area where a treasure is supposedly buried.
We got but 4 days to get to that treasure. After that, it'll be at the bottom of a lake.
Based very loosely on the Odyssey, the Coen Brothers, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Is a movie about a quest. But not a quest for stolen loot, as we are led to believe at the beginning of the film. But a spiritual quest, as the title implies. The film starts out with Everett, Pete, and Delmar escaping a prison chain gang and meeting a blind old man who seems to have prophetic powers. His blind eyes are filled with light.
You must travel a long and difficult road.
This oracle cryptically tells them what lies ahead on their journey. But most importantly, he tells them one very strange thing.
You shall see a cow on the roof of a cotton house.
George Clooney's character, Everett, represents our modern-day society.
And one of them, a know-it-all, can't keep his trap shut.
Obsessed with his appearance.
My hair.
Pete, the personal rancor reflected in that remark I don't intend to dignify with comment.
And doesn't believe in religious, quote, superstitions.
Well, I guess hard times flush the chump.
This is demonstrated when Pete and Delmar decide to get baptized, but Everett refrains, saying,
baptism. You two are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
Later, they pick up a guitar player named Tommy, who has just sold his soul to the devil.
Ain't it a small world, spiritually speaking? Pete and Delmar have just been baptized and saved. I guess I'm the only one that remains unaffiliated.
This ain't no laughing matter, Everett.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he told me to play this here guitar real good.
When asked what the devil looks like, Tommy's description just happens to match the sheriff that is pursuing them.
Sweet summer rain.
He's white. As white as you folks. With empty eyes.
Like God's own mercy.
Big hollow voice. He love to travel around with a mean old hound.
Bring him dead or alive. Lord, Lord,
Holla, Debbie, Debbie. Get your life, yeah. Till I hang on the mess with lather. Oh, well, that David, he told the high shade, says I hang on a mess with ladders. And then the high shade, he shot louder, still he's shining with a great big number. Oh, well, the high shade, and they take it for a whole lot of fun. Here's the lame on the commissary garret. Well, they take it for a whole lot of fun.
drive you from door to door.
Times from Chris Thomas King. Leading into that was The Prisoner by James Carter. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Well, it's a work of subversive American mythology. A hero's hapless journey through the Depression-era South in search of love, companionship, and the promise of meager loot.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Your mama's gone away and your dad's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. You're a sweet little babe.
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 Honey and the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving baby. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
You and me. Devil makes three, don't need no other loving, babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
You and me and the devil makes three, don't need no other loving, babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your dad's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my yellow loving babe.
Don't leave anybody but the baby. The film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This is Talk Radio. My name is Alan T, and you're listening to the Director's Cut here this evening. Based very loosely on the Odyssey, the Coen Brothers film shapes a saga from national perils, racism, and takes a big canvas building a fable from the vaporous allure of the American dream. Join us on the other side as we introduce you to the boys, the Soggy Bucken Boys, here on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack on the Director's Cut.
TRE, Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T. On the Director's Cut.
Okay, continuing now. Well, Man of Constant Sorrow has five variations. Two of them are used in the film, one in the music. Two of the variations feature the verses being sung back to back, and the other three variations feature additional music between each verse. Though the song received little significant radio airplay, it remained highly recognizable as the featured track in the movie itself. Here they are arriving at the radio station WEZY to record a fabulous track.
All right, boys. Follow my lead.
Hello. Who's the honcho around here?
I am. Who are you?
Well, sir, I'm Jordan Rivers, and these here are the Soggy Bottom Boys out of Cottonelia, Mississippi. Songs of salvation to salve the soul. We hear that you pay good money to sing into a can.
Well, that all depends.
The Soggy Bottom Boys have been steeped in old-timey material. Heck, we're silly with it, ain't we, boys?
That's right. Where he
The Coens needed the music to match the saga, so they reached back to the raw sounds of the South, black and white, and recaptured this essence with mostly modern voices. T-Bone Burnett outfitted a Nashville studio with antediluvian recording technology, like vintage microphones arranged in specific decade-old patterns, and used it to capture a murderous row of bluegrass, blues, and country stars in perfect form. First, Emmylou Harris, Gillian Welch, and Alison Krauss lifting through a wicked lullaby, then such as an Aryan's bluegrass legend Ralph Stanley staring down death without blinking. That's all to come in this program today. We are listening to the music from the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And we continue now. Let's have something really classic. This is TRE Talk Radio Europe, and you're listening to The Director's Cut.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
Harry McClintock, and that is called The Big Rock Candy Mountain, if you didn't recognize it. These are the Cox family, featuring Suzanne Cox. And this is one of the tracks from the movie, which was indicating the kind of issues that they still had to deal with, and I think they still do to a certain extent, in the deep south of the USA.
Throw your loving arms around. TRE.
Keep on the sunny side of life. Well, like the film, these songs collectively map a land of great trouble and hope, documenting the highs and lows of a very ordinary epic. People of constant sorrow, beset by violent cases of moaning blues and beaten by wicked authority figures, looking for a little pleasure now and the promise of eternity later. voice of Alison Krauss and I'll Fly Away. We have another track featuring Alison Krauss along with Emmylou Harris later on in the program.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Alison Krauss, together with Emmylou Harris, Down to the River. Much of the music used in the film is period-specific folk music. The musical selection also includes religious music, including primitive Baptist and traditional African-American gospel. Most notably, the Fairfield Four as a cappella quartet with a career extending back to 1921, who appear in the soundtrack and as grave diggers towards the end of the film. This is Talk Radio Europe, and you're listening to the soundtrack from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
But
the use of dirges and other macabre songs is a theme that often recurs in Appalachian music. Oh, Death is coming with Lonesome Valley and Angel Band. We've already heard I Am Weary. In contrast to bright, cheerful songs, Keep on the Sunny Side, In the Highways, in other parts of the film. Let's start off now with these three tracks, which bring us down, but they're still fascinating sounds to hear. This is Lonesome Valley.
You got to go to the Lonesome Valley. You can go for you. You. Forgiveness.
Snow white wings to my immortal.
Stanley Brothers and Angel Band. Now, here is O Death. This is quite fascinating, from Ralph Stanley, and it really had an impact in the movie. And I'm sure when you listen to it and hear it, you understand why.
Oh, Death. Oh, Death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see, with thy cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am Death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, Death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour. Come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul. Leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, Death. Oh, Death. Won't you spare me over till another year? My mother came to my bed, placed a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet are cold, Death is a-moving upon my soul. Oh, Death, how you treating me? You closed my eyes so I can't see. Well, you're hurting my body, you make me cold, you run my life right out of my soul. Oh, Death, please consider my age, please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hands. Oh, the young, the rich are poor, all like me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold, nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, Death. Oh, Death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
Talk Radio Europe.
I'll be somewhere.
go to take us away from the macabre and the dirges. We have there in the highways from the Parcel Sisters. Well, the voices of the Soggy Bottom Boys were provided by Dan Kaminsky. He's lead vocal on The Man of Constant Sorrow, so it's not George Clooney who's singing there. Nashville songwriter Harley Allen and the Nashville Bluegrass Band's Pat Enright. The three won a CMA Award for Single of the Year and a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals, both for the song Man of Constant Sorrow. We're going to go out with the voice of Tim Blake Nelson, who of course plays one of the characters in the film, as he's lead vocal on this great track. Thanks so much for your company, and join me next time, won't you, for another edition of the Director's Cut. As we play out, is in the jailhouse now.
He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Whist and yoga, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.